Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
This is the day of Pentecost. I was thinking this morning as a little boy. I was raised up in the Holy Ghost power all my life. All my life. Holy Ghost. Pentecostal. My father's people were from it. My mother's people were from out of that. Praise God. Acts 2 and 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, when Jesus told them, he led them out as far as Bethany after he was crucified. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power on high. You get back and go. So 500 of them went out as far as Bethany when he departed and went up into heaven after he was crucified. After 40 fabulous days, showing himself alive. So 380 went out and started preaching, but 120 did what he said. They went to the upper room until the Holy Ghost fell. 120 went and 380 went out and tried to preach without that. And so they're still out there trying to do that. That's why they don't have as much effect as they could have had. Well, I'm from the group that went on up to the upper room, praise God. I'm from that group, went on up the room and got the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what happened. And so when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they had to go 10 days. They tarried 10 days. Because he was resurrected, the resurrection, all that. So they tarried 10 days, and the Holy Ghost fell. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a holy hurricane, a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, forked tongues of fire, and set upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. And they walked out of that upper room. They were drunk. Staggering all over the place. That's what happened to me. Drunk. My God, they couldn't even walk straight. So drunk on the Holy Ghost, had been under influence. People said, my God, these men are drunk. They drunk on new wine. Now the Apostle Peter stood up and said, no, they're not drunk on new wine. But this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And young men shall see visions. And upon my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out in these the Holy Ghost. And he kept on preaching. He said, this Jesus whom you have crucified, had God made both the Lord and Christ. He kept preaching. And somebody said, wait a minute. Tell us what we must do to get this thing you just out. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Hallelujah. And when you read to them that the Holy Ghost fell upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. How's Mary going to have a son? The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. How are those disciples at Ephesus going to get the Holy Ghost baptism? The Apostle Paul is going to lay his hands upon them, and the Holy Ghost will come upon them. Do you see? Now let's look real quickly. So this is the day of Pentecost. We celebrate the day of Pentecost. People could be born again after Jesus, God the Son, shed his blood, gave up the ghost on the cross. To be born again, you have to be born of the Word and of the Spirit. You have to be born of the Word and the Spirit. Jesus answered and said unto him, John 3 and 3, Nicodemus said, how can I, being old, enter back into my mother's womb? He said, you got to be born again, remember? And Jesus said unto him, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus said, how can I, being old, enter back into my mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can't get in. The word of God and the Spirit. You've got to have the work of the Holy Ghost to get born again. You see what I'm saying? So there was the work of the Holy Ghost there when you're born again, people born again, there's a work of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Yes, being born again is more than just believing in God or just confessing God. There must be a drawing of the Holy Ghost to draw you to Him, conviction. You must repent of your sins. You must believe upon Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. You must surrender your life, receive the sacrifice of the shed blood of Jesus upon the cross to forgive you of your sins. And then you will be recreated by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost. You become a new creature. So there has to be a convicting of the Spirit of God. There, you have to be born again by the Word of God and by the overwhelming, moving, working of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. So when you get born again, there is a measure of the Spirit of God, and there has to be a moving of God upon you. The baptism with the Holy Ghost, this is after salvation. Afterwards, being born again, there's a separate experience called the baptism with the Holy Ghost that God wants everybody born again. He wants everybody to have that. This began for us on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, one place, one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a holy hurricane set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake with other tongues. The Spirit gave them the utterance. You see what I'm saying? So the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God the Father, who moves upon and comes upon you. The Holy Ghost is God the Father. It's the Spirit of God. God the Son is God the Father who became flesh. He's God. You see? So the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Father, God the Father. Where were thou when I created the foundation of earth? It was God the Father doing it. His Spirit, He moved upon the face of the waters. You see? On and on and on and on and on. So the Holy Ghost is a mighty powerful Spirit of God. In Matthew 10:18, you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, talking to the apostles, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought what you shall, how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God the Father. Do you hear me? Now, the first time we see the Holy Ghost moving, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of God, first time you see the Holy Ghost moving in the Word of God is Genesis 1 and 2. But however, there's a moving in Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created. There's a moving of God, the Spirit of God at that time. And He does it. Of course, He creates with the Spirit of God moving, and then the Word of God He speaks, right? Yes, so, first time you see the Holy Ghost moving, the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He created in the beginning. And then you'll see in Genesis 1 and 2, the Holy Ghost moves upon, and then He moves. So when He moves upon, He moves within. He'll move upon you, move within you. There is an impacting, seizing, overwhelming, overcoming feeling of inward, out and outward physical evidence when God moves upon you. So when God moves upon you, there is an impacting, seizing, overwhelming, overcoming feeling of inward and outward physical evidence when He moves upon you. Genesis 1 and 2, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, moved upon the face of the waters. He began to brood, flutter, shake, stir. Come on, somebody. He flutters, shakes, move, stirs upon. The word upon, above and upon, touching, had the charge of. Notice, the Spirit of God comes and moves upon, touches it, and He has a charge of it. And He says, woo! And what God wants come to pass. That's what He does, the Spirit of God. Nothing happens without the Holy Ghost. No conviction, no drawing. You can't get saved unless God the Father draws you to Him and through Jesus of what He paid for. And the Holy Ghost is a drawer. He's the convictor. And also what Jesus has done, the Holy Ghost comes and applies it. He brings it to pass. Not just by the Word. It takes the Spirit of God for the Father's plan, the planning of the Father, the preparing of the Holy Ghost, the price that Jesus paid, and the performance of the Holy Ghost bringing it to pass. It's just the way it works, the way it unfolds. So the Holy Ghost, when He comes, He moves. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, moved upon, came upon chosen men of God in the Old Testament, came upon certain chosen men of the Old Testament. For prophecy, 2 Peter 1 and 21, prophecy came not of old time by the will of men, But holy men of God spake if they were moved by the Holy Ghost. If they were moved, if they were carried, brought forth, moved, driven, performed, shaped, fluttered, stirred by, and where the word by is hupo, under and by, the Holy Ghost is on top of them. He falls on you. He comes on you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So holy men of old spake if they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Is that true? By the Holy Ghost. Man of God Moses and the 70 elders and those under man of God Moses. Numbers 11 and 17. I will come down and talk with thee, God said to the man of God Moses. I'll take of the Spirit which is upon thee, that I have put upon thee, that I have covered you, that I have stirred you, that I have had the charge of you. I'll take the Spirit of God that is upon thee, and I will take of that, and I will put it on them. I'm going to take portion of your Spirit of God and put it upon them. The anointing upon you, I'm going to put it upon the 70 elders, upon them. You see that what I'm saying? I will put it. I will actually cast it in. I will place it upon them, over and above it, having the charge of them. Numbers 11, 25. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spake unto the man of God Moses and took the Spirit that was upon him, over him, upon him, having the charge of him. Gave it unto the 70 elders. It came to pass when it rested upon them, they began to prophesy and did not cease. They just kept on prophesying, kept on prophesying. God moved upon them. There's a moving upon them. Judge Othniel. Judges 3 and 9. The Lord said, I'm going to raise up a deliverer of the children of Israel called Othniel, one of the judges. And the Spirit of God, Judges 3 and 10, came upon him. And he judged Israel and went out to war. It came upon him. Came a path, breathed, and fell upon him. Come on, somebody. Came upon him. You see that? When Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan, the Holy Ghost descended, fell upon him. Came upon him. Do you see? The Spirit of his Father did. So Judge Othniel, when God calls him, the Spirit of God came upon him, had the charge of him. Judge Samson. Judge Samson. Judge 13, 25. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. Begin to move him, begin to tap him, beat him, impel him, agitate him, begin to move him on Samson, right? Coming upon him. Judges 14:5. Then went Samson down with his father and mother to Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. A lion came against Samson, and the Spirit of God came mightily upon him. The Spirit of God came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would a kid, like a little goat. He took him and ripped him to pieces with his bare hand. The Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Samson was a mighty man, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he rent him as it were a kid, and he had nothing in his hands, nothing. Holy Ghost power came upon him. Holy came mightily upon him. Judges 15:14, when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted. They had kind of bound him up, put cords on his arms, and on tied him up. But the Spirit of God came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burned with fire, and his bands were loosed from off his hands, came mightily upon him, over him, had the charge of him. Judge Gideon. Judges 6:34, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he blew the trumpet, blew the shofar. The Spirit of the Lord came upon. And this right here, listen to this, not only fell upon, but wrapped around him, like putting on a garment, fell upon him. Same thing Jesus said, you shall be endued with power. I'm going to put a garment on you. I'm going to have you to sink down in this thing. I'm going to clothe you with the Holy Ghost. You see? So the Holy Ghost came upon Gideon, wrapped around him like putting on a garment, arrayed him, and Gideon was like a warrior, like to fell a tree, and him and 300 men, then they destroyed the enemy. There they were, on and on and on. King Saul, 1 Samuel 10:1, this is the Old Testament. Even the Old Testament happened. God would come upon certain men in the Old Testament. Then Samuel, prophet Samuel, took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head, kissed him, and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain of his inheritance? 1 Samuel 10:9, when prophet Samuel poured that oil upon him, it's like type of the Holy Ghost, God gave him another heart. God gave King Saul another heart. And when they would come hither to the hill, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him and prophesied among them, came upon him. It came mightily, fell upon him. You see, upon him, had the charge of him. King David, 1 Samuel 16:3, then Samuel took prophet Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed him right in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of God came upon King David from that day forward. The Spirit of God fell upon him, came upon him, mightily upon him, over and above him from that day forward. Hallelujah. Prophet Micah. Micah 3:8, but truly, he said, I am full of the power by the Spirit of God. Yes, I'm full of the power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his sins and to Israel their sin. Prophet Zechariah, Zechariah 4:6, he said, it's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You see what I'm saying? He said, what I've got to do is not by might, not by human ingenuity, not by human thoughts or coming up with it, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord coming upon me. Hallelujah. Amen. So again, the Holy Ghost moves upon, comes upon, then moves within.
Yes, sir.
And when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, really, God will baptize you in your spirit, man, right down here. And rivers of living water will flow out of you. If you really receive the Holy Ghost, it's like you're vomiting. You can't stop it. It gushes out of you like an artesian well. Like an artesian well, spewing out of you from your innermost being. Then he'll come upon you, come upon you, come upon you, come upon you. So the Holy Ghost moves upon, comes upon, then moves within. There is an impacting, seizing, overwhelming, overcoming feeling of inward and physical impact when he comes upon you. There is a seizing, overwhelming, overcoming. Are you listening? When a person is born again, they receive a degree of the measure of the Spirit of God in them. The Holy Ghost comes in a certain degree, just a degree. They're not baptized in the Spirit. When you're baptized in the Spirit, it's like you're immersed. God takes you under. You see, it's not just something sprinkled on you. You go under. God takes you under in the Spirit of God. When a person is born again, they receive a degree of the measure of the Spirit of God. And the Holy Ghost comes in a certain degree. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, moves upon you, in such a greater and overwhelming degree when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, much more than when you get born again.
Yes,
it's a separate, distinct baptism. It's separate and additional to just being truly born again, and thank God for being born again. But don't stop out there. You come and get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's a separate and additional just from being born again. Even though some people do get born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost simultaneously. Sometimes it has happened that somebody got born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost right then. But it's two different separate experiences happening at the same time. Once a person gets saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost, they will and they must leave sin and worldliness behind. They will grow and increase in holiness, the holiness of God. Again, the Holy Ghost moves upon, comes upon, and then moves within. So he's within you, but he'll come upon you. There's a seizing. There's an overwhelming, an overcoming of God. He'll come upon you. When Mary, when she's going to be impregnated by God the Son, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Luke 1:35. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. He's going to attack thee. Come upon thee. Come on, somebody. Shall come upon thee. The word is epikamai. He's going to supervene you. He's going to come and listen to this. You won't like it. He's going to come and attack you, the Greek says. He's going to come and attack you. Mary, he's going to come upon you so much, it's like being attacked. Oh, being attacked by the Spirit of God is wonderful. He shall come upon you. He shall attack you, influence you, come upon you. So Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, superimpose himself upon you. He shall have the charge of you. Come upon you. Come upon you. Come upon you. And also, he shall light upon you. Light. Come upon you. He shall fall upon you. Fall upon you. And when the Holy Ghost falls upon you, you won't just say, hello. Hey, Jesus. My God, he'll be upon you. He'll jerk you around. When the lame man at the gate, beautiful, lame from his mother's womb for 40 years, the Apostle Peter came up there and pulled out his pocket. He said, hell, silver and gold have I none. We're poor, holiness preachers. Don't have a quarter for your cup. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. And got him by the hand, said, don't you sit on me. And the power of the Holy Ghost shot through him, came upon the man that was lame for 40 years. And he jumped up. He didn't just say, thank you, Jesus. He said he began running and shouting and jumping and leaping in the temple. He broke up a little quiet prayer meeting in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he shall come upon you. He shall attack you, influence you, come upon you. In John 20:22, when he has said this, when Jesus told the apostles, whosoever sins you remit shall be remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain shall be retained unto them. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. The day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind. Jesus breathed. It was a holy hurricane. Yes, day of Pentecost, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty. Jesus breathed upon them. Jesus breathed upon them. Hallelujah. He breathed upon them. It was like a puffing, a blowing, a breathing upon. Come on, somebody. He blew upon them. A blowing. How many like God blowing upon you? So when he breathes, it's like the day of Pentecost, there was a mighty rushing wind. A holy hurricane. Well, Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, he said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You're not going to get any power until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, supervene, after he attacks you. The Greek influence comes upon you. Somebody says, I don't want him attacking me. Attack me, Holy Ghost. Come on, attack me, Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on, Holy Ghost. I feel like he's attacking me now. I like it. Hallelujah. Superimposition, coming upon you. Are you here? So first of all, the Holy Ghost moved upon some chosen people in the Old Testament, but when the day of Pentecost comes, anybody who will can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost after they get born again. If you're really hungry enough, everybody can receive the Holy Ghost baptism after being born again. Everybody. He's no respecter of person, right? So first, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, fall upon you, seize you, attack you, like violently. My God, he'll take hold of your being. He will. He'll come upon you. And when he comes upon you, then the power of God is going to come upon you. And then you will receive power. When the Holy Ghost comes, power comes. Dunamis. Are you here? Blessed be God. You will receive Holy Ghost dunamis power, dunamis. After that, and when the Holy Ghost is coming upon you, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, but ye shall receive power, power, dunamis. Dunamis is force, power, strength, ability, violence. There'll be violence against the devil. Violence against wrong comes upon you. Dunamis is violence. It's like a dynamo. Ability you've never had in all your life. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you'll receive power. You shall receive dunamis. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. Do you see it, everybody? So the Holy Ghost baptism, he comes upon you. He comes upon you, attacks you, supervenes upon you. And when he does, power. He takes and lodges power, dunamis power inside you. It's explosive. He has overwhelmingly come upon you and you receive power. And then you will speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, when you're at the right place at the right time, God's going to suddenly, it's going to be a holy hurricane. A Holy Ghost hurricane, the holy hound of heaven is going to enter that place. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty. A hurricane, a tempest. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty, rushing, mighty wind. A hurricane, my God. Blowing everywhere. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. It was the whole place. It was in smoke. You could see smoke of heaven. You could see the heavenly smoke of heaven in the place. I've been there in services when I grew up. I could see the smoke of God in the place where the Holy Ghost is moving. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. It was a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with glossa, 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 G-L-O-S-S-A. A tongue unacquired by domestic environment, biological environment, any kind of environment, any kind of school you go to, any kind of university you go to. It's an unacquired tongue that you can't learn any other way. It's a language that only God can speak through you. Only God can speak through you. Anybody hear that? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit gave them enunciation. The Spirit gave them enunciation. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, like the people are today and like people have always been. And they were all amazed and were in doubt and saying one to another, what meaneth this? What does this be all about? What is the intention of this? What is intended by this jibber jabber? All this? What in the world is it? What meaneth this? And they were amazed and were in doubt, saying, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine, mocking. Well, if they're full of new wine, it means they look like they're drunk.
That's right.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and it filled, it influenced, and imbued all of the house where they were sitting.
Yes, sir.
They said, these men are drunk on new wine. They're drunk. Why? Because, my God, the Holy Ghost is on them. The Spirit of God is taking over so much, they can't even hardly stand up. They're just falling under the power of God. They're wobbling around. So there was evidence that the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost had come upon them. Lightning, power, dynamite, dunamis had gotten hold of them. The hand of God had gripped them real tightly. The initial evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is always speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. But the other evidence that the Holy Ghost is going to be upon you. He's going to overwhelm you, overcome you, overpower you. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were made somewhere in doubt. What meaneth this? This mocking said they're full of new wine. But the Apostle Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice, said, ye men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you today and hearken unto my words. These are not drunken as you suppose. The liquor store's not even open up. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Come on, somebody. These are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that, hallelujah. This is that that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Joel 2:28 and 29. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I'll pour my Spirit out upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy on and on. Young men shall see visions, dreams, dreams. Are you listening to that, everybody?
Yes,
so, did they have it or not?
Yes, sir.
How many are glad that the Holy Ghost
yes,
came upon you?
Yes,
I'm glad I got the power. Are you glad you have the power?
Yes,
how many are glad you have the lightning, the violence, the dunamis, the inherent power, that power is able to reproduce itself? The Holy Ghost came upon you. How many are glad you're saved? Got the Holy Ghost baptism. I'm glad I'm from the group that stayed until the Holy Ghost came. I'm glad I'm in the 120.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't got nothing but the Holy Ghost. Oh, la, ba, 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 ba. Lift your voice in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.